Brock, when you signed here in March, obviously, I mean, there were big thoughts and, you know, trying to win playoff games and on. It's been an up and down season for you. What does it feel like for you today to be able to get this playoff victory at home after being benched and having to kind of, you know, find your way back to be this team's starter?
Yeah, it means a lot. but it more importantly, it means a lot to this football team. I think when we all came together in April for OTAs, when we all came together again in July for training camp, this is what we all had envisioned. We had envisioned a great season. We envisioned a AFC South championship, and we envisioned making some noise in the playoffs. So this is exactly what we expected out of this football team, and just to be able to get the job done today means a lot.
What was your mentality going out there? I mean, you've been through these situations before. Broncos were in the playoffs last year, but obviously this was something new for you to be a starter in the playoffs in a home type of environment.
Yeah, you know, my mentality going into the game was one, have fun, enjoy the moment. It's hard to get to play in a playoff game like this, to play in a playoff game at home in an atmosphere like this. So enjoy the moment and have fun. And then from there, it was just do your job and fight every single play and just try to put your team in a position to be able to win the game in the end and ultimately – just go out there and rip it. Just rip it and have fun and believe in what you see and cut the ball loose.
You played the Raiders. How do you account for your improved accuracy? I mean, you made some, big-time throws today, and accuracy has been an issue this season.
Yeah, you know, I think it just goes back to having confidence in my teammates and what I actually just said as far as, believing in what you see and then rip it. Cut it loose. Don't have any hesitation. I trust that my teammates, the skill guys, they're going to be where they're supposed to be, whether it's man, whether it's zone coverage, and they're going to make me look good in the end, and that's really what happened today.
And Brock, this is the seventh time you played the Raiders, and a few of them were kind of, come in for a couple plays, but having played them so much, played them earlier this season in Mexico City, were there things you noticed in the game tape or just knowing their overall system that helped you today?
I think we had a good feel as far as personnel. And, what they were trying to do scheme-wise. But in a playoff game, and any time you see a team two, three times in the regular season, you're going to see unscouted looks. And we certainly saw that today. It's all about how you react to those, how you communicate on the sidelines, make adjustments. But certainly when you know the personnel of a team, it's usually to your benefit moving forward.
Brock, when you started connecting with DeAndre on that one drive, just your thoughts on kind of the timing you guys were able to build on that drive alone and some of the throws you were able to make.
Yeah, you know, Hop's a tremendous football player, and obviously I've known that for a very long time. And there's certainly been some ups and downs as far as getting him the football throughout the course of the year. But I think the one thing that you really were able to see today is Hop and I were on the same page. And we were on the same page because our coaches put together a great game plan. Hop and I were both very comfortable with it. We were both on the same page of what he was going to do versus certain coverages. And anytime, I can get the ball to Hop, I'm going to do it. And so that's really what you saw today.
How confident are you feeling now? You're going to the second round of the playoffs. You'll square off with either the Chiefs or the Patriots. How good are you feeling about the kind of football you're playing right now after these 2 weeks?
I'm very confident. I've always been very confident in my abilities as a quarterback and as a leader of a football team. But more importantly, I have confidence in this team. This is a tremendous football team. I think what you saw today out of our defense, that's second to none. That's a hell of a performance. Our special team stepped up, made big plays all day long, and obviously our offense did as well. I thought there was great complementary football. You saw our offensive line, making big holes all day for the backs. They kept me protected and allowed the skill guys to go to work. So this was truly an ultimate team victory, and I'm very proud of this football team.
Brock, execution's obviously been an issue recently offensively. Can you take us through the touchdown to DeAndre? Because that looked pretty simple and a nice play by you guys.
Yeah, it was just one of those deals. It was a great call by coach. There was a couple options within the play. But ultimately, Hop ran the route based upon what he felt like was probably the best leverage from that corner and, really made my job easy. I just had to lead him, and he caught the ball, and it was a great play.
Brock, a few times this season we've seen you tuck the ball, run. You'll get 7, 12 yards. You had a couple this game, but you had the score running into the end zone. Yeah. What was that feeling when you crossed into the end zone and you had been able to, use your legs to run for a touchdown in the playoff game?
You know, for me, I'll do whatever it takes to help this football team win games. That's always been my mentality from a very young age. You know, I don't mind, going out there and getting a little dirty, if you will. And on that play, it was just one of those deals. You know, I really wanted to throw the ball to Griff, but he did a tremendous job of taking the last defender with him. And, really, I just had to outrun one guy. And it was a great sell by the backs.